Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being on the call this morning. I'd like to start off my comments just with a few items regarding the September stats that were just released. If you look at the volume side, starting with beef, we continue to see very good momentum on the beef side globally, up 6% on the volume side, led by a variety of countries, but especially Korea, Japan, Taiwan, which really highlights the good news that's been going on our chilled beef programs into Asia. And Mexico has done pretty well as well with steady business versus a year ago, but off of some high numbers from a year ago. I think the real exciting thing on the beef side is the value side, though. We are on track for a record-breaking year. It'll be in excess of $8 billion in beef sales globally, once again led by Korea, which Jihei will address briefly in a little bit. On the pork side, the volume was down just slightly, down 2%, but very solid versus a year ago, led by a variety of regions as well, Korea, Latin America, including Central and South America, and Japan. I think the real issue at heart here is on the value side for pork. While the volume hung in there very well, the value is lower, primarily into Mexico and in the Hong Kong, China region, and those, of course, are duty-related. Global value only down 7%, I think, in the whole scheme of things, not too bad, but I will come back to that in a little bit. I think generally the supply and demand dynamics globally are still very positive. We're seeing increasing per capita consumption in a lot of these regions around the world, both developed and underdeveloped. And I think as we see the per capita consumption increase, the ability for these markets to increase production domestically is limited, thus the demand driver for imported beef and pork, and lamb for that matter. So I think these are some good things going forward. So just a couple of takeaways, not only from the September results, but from the results year to date. I think it underscores the need for us to diversify our markets as an industry, which I believe the industry, MEF's very focused on that, and I think the industry is as well. Our mainstay markets that continue to be very, very important, Japan, Mexico, Korea, of course, Hong Kong, China. But we're starting to see developing regions emerge more and more every month. I'll just give you a few examples on both species, beef and pork, Colombia, Peru, Guatemala, South Africa, Angola, just to name a few. And I think these all fall squarely in the line of sight of increasing per capita consumption and increasing middle class. So this is something we're really focused on. Africa in particular is very interesting. It's been on our radar since 2013. We've been very active in the region, especially West Africa and South Africa, and you've got a billion plus people in the continent, and you have the youngest demographic in the world. So I don't think there's any doubt that this region will continue to emerge more and more each year as we go. So this is something that's really, really on our radar. The second takeaway, and probably the more urgent one, is I do believe that we continue to have opportunities on making sure that we work with our government to stay on equal footing, equal playing field in terms of market access. And we have some obvious issues here that need to be dealt with. First one being Mexico, and Oscar will address it in more detail, but I wanted to mention it briefly. The first key bit of good news was, of course, the NAFTA 2.0 or the USMCA, US-Mexico-Canada agreement, which was a very important step forward a month ago or so. But it's only the first step, because the reality is today we still have 20% duties on U.S. pork going into Mexico. And this is a result of the steel and aluminum duties. These are retaliatory duties, and everyone's aware of it, and everyone's focused on it, but it's really urgent that we work with industry, our industry partners, and the U.S. government to try to get these duties rescinded as soon as possible. I think the second thing, I'm going to leave China for Joel, so that's obviously another area we have to talk about, but the other area I wanted to focus in on was Japan. The CPTPP is going to be implemented at the end of the year, and we're going to see these duties with some of our competitors, Australia, Canada, Mexico, drop even further on beef and pork. And this is something that's very, very concerning, especially to the medium to long term. So this recent announcement on the U.S. and Japan entering into the official stages of a negotiation for a free trade agreement, we think this is a very key announcement, a very important and timely announcement. But we also think we have to keep that momentum going, because the longer we sit here without an agreement, the less competitive we're going to be. So this is something we're working very closely with our industry partners on, as well as the U.S. government. So with that, I will conclude my opening comments and pass it back over to you, Joe.
Okay, thank you, Dan.